Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Good morning, Des.
Good morning, Mary.
Yep, match.
I couldn't get the bus back in time. Anyway, the good news from Helsinki, I bring good news. Ireland beat Finland 2-1. A first win for the new Irish boss, Heimir Hallgrímsson. And remarkably, the team's first away win in the Nations League came at the 9th attempt. Now, we gave away a shocking goal early on to Finland. A dreadful mistake from Irish captain Nathan Collins, gifted them an early goal. But Liam Scales with an excellent header from a Robbie Brady cross. And then Brady himself in the 88th minute struck a great winner to give Ireland a morale boosting win. It's Ireland's first comeback win since they beat Kazakhstan in 2012. They now travel to play Greece on Sunday. Adrian Eames got the reaction of the new Irish manager.
Well, it was enjoyable, of course. I think it's more enjoyable for the players and the fans to have a win. But yeah, I think it's more important for psychology and just belief in what we are doing, just to go on and continue. But it's one win, hopefully, is one of many. But we need to connect the good things we did in this game and bring that to Greece now.
That belief was tested in the first half because Finland were on top. And at halftime, you had a lot of work to do, hadn't you?
We thought that we were improving by every minute in the second part of the first half, after the goal. Well, let's say until the goal, I think we were not that good. The goal probably took away some pressure from that moment. I think we grew in the game quite happy with what we were doing in the end of the first half. So yeah, a lot of corrections we could do, but we all knew what they were. We needed to be more on the front foot, we needed to be more aggressive, etc., and just show more character in duels, etc., and we did that in the second half, and that was the reward, two goals.
Greece. It's the nature of football, it just rolls on. So Greece next, and they'll obviously be buoyed by their big win over England at Wembley tonight.
Yeah, they are now top the group, and they have really played well. But I felt in Dublin that match was really even between us. They scored the goals, the difference, that was the difference. They scored from their chances and we didn't. But obviously this will give them a lot of confidence, winning England. But hopefully we go there with confidence as well, and it's going to be a tough match. We know everything about Greece, and they have been a tough opponent for Ireland, so we know what we are facing. And them at home is always difficult, whether they're on a good run or not. So no, it's going to be an interesting match for sure.
It sure is. Just on that Greece victory in London, they won 2-1, but the scoreline kind of flattered England because Greece also had three goals chalked off for offside. Vangelis Pavlidis scored both Greek goals. England thought they had snatched a point with Jude Bellingham's 87th minute equaliser, only for Pavlidis to win it in the 4th minute of stoppage time. Now tonight, Ireland's under-21 side play Norway in Cork. It's a crucial European Championship qualifier. Jim Crawford's Ireland side are 2 points ahead of Norway as we stand, and if Ireland win tonight, they get within a point of the group leaders Italy, who host Ireland next Tuesday. The game is live on RTE2. And Derry City can move to within a point of the league leaders Shelburne if they beat Bohemians at the Brandywell tonight. Derry are 4 points behind Shells but have 2 games in hand. Tonight's other game in the Premier Division sees Waterford host the cup finalist Drogheda United. In rugby, the Irish women's team play the USA tonight in Vancouver in their final game at WXV1. Meanwhile, Leinster have confirmed that tomorrow's clash with Munster at Croke Park is a sellout, with 82,300 attending the game. Michael Corcoran spoke with Leinster James Lowe, who summed up why it's special.
It's Munster, mate. You know, you never want to lose against Munster, and I'm sure they feel the same way. There's a performance that we want to put in, then we know we need to put in to get the result we want, and they're coming up the road. And tell you right now, even after today's meetings that we've had, there's you know, we're not going to leave any stone unturned, and I'm pretty sure they're going to do the same.
What's different about these matches, James?
There's a few words that I can't say. It's a derby. It's Leinster vs Munster. It's two of the biggest clubs in the world going at it in front of 80,000 people at Croke Park, which itself has a certain significance to it in Irish history. And look, we don't want to come out on the losing end of this.
And a word about a former Munster man who's now within your ranks. What has RJ Slimer brought to the, apart from being the tallest fella in the locker room?
He's a great lad, first and foremost. He's very, very good at rugby. He showed that on the weekend. He played 50 odd minutes and he was a part of disrupting mauls, disrupting lineouts. By all accounts, he's a very good scrummager. He's a crazy athlete. You can see him moving around the park. I don't think there's anyone quite as dynamic and athletic at that size. So we're very, very lucky to have him. And I'm sure he's as excited as everyone else in the club to see him wear a blue jersey rather than a red one.
And just a final word on the venue. You've mentioned Croke Park already and the significance of playing there.
Yeah, it's awesome to be given the opportunity to play at Croke Park again. This season is something we don't take for granted. You know, the historical significance that Croke Park holds within Irish history and Irish sport is second to none around the world. It's something that, like I said, we won't take for granted. And come Saturday, we're going to be all ready to rumble and definitely put our best foot forward to put in a performance that we know people want to see.
Well, it'll be an interesting game. We'll hear from Donal Lennon later. Finally, in golf, Leona Maguire has this morning slipped back to 20th place at the LPGA event in Shanghai. She's dropped one shot today. She's now 5-under after 13 holes of her second round. Si-young Kim leads on 11-under. And in racing, we've the Group 1 Fillies Mile at Newmarket and two meetings at home at Downpatrick and Dundalk.
Thanks, Des. We'll talk to you a little later on.